Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Some shows talk about one team.
Other shows barely talk sports.
This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks.
Yeah! Every day. This show will talk sports every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer
on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Welcome in. It is a Friday. Last day of the week. Bucks Pacers. Game 3 in Indiana. 4:30 tip for that one. And just going to hang out here, watch the game at the studio. And then go right back out in the air and do the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show served up by Wendy's immediately following Bucks and Pacers. Later this afternoon, early this evening. That game should be done by what? 6:45? 6:50? Something like that. We'll be back on the air. Charlie using other side of the glass and myself, Chicago Charlie. So looking forward to that too. On today's show, before I get into this draft thing that they say I have to talk about, Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Can't wait to talk to him. He's on 1 hour from now at 3 o'clock. John Cooper from Our Lads Draft Service. We'll get his thoughts on the Packers' first-round selection at 4 o'clock. And then at 4:20, Bill Reiter, CBS Sports NBA Insider. You hear him here on The Fan from 9 to 11 a.m. with Reiter Than You at 20 after 4. And we'll get his thoughts on Bucks and Pacers. And Jackson Chourio's future in Milwaukee. As we get ready for Brewers and Yankees, we'll talk about that at the end of the show, because something else happened in Major League Baseball today now that has me questioning exactly what we're doing here with Jackson Chourio. So we will get into that coming up at around 4:40 or so. Now I have to talk about the draft. Okay. We did Curt and Long last night, Ryan Horvath and I. You go listen to it on your Odyssey app or download your favorite podcast app. I may do another podcast tonight after rounds 2 and 3. That's up for debate still, I guess, depending on where I'm at. But I very well may do another one tonight. So look tomorrow morning, and I might have another one up for you tomorrow morning evaluating what we do tonight for the Packers. But when we did last night, I was pretty mad. Pretty mad. And Ryan thought he was mad until he saw me on video and realized just how mad I was. And then he's like, dude, I'm not nearly as mad as you are. So then I thought, well, got the podcast done. If you want to see what I look like on video, go to the Odyssey Sports YouTube page. You could watch the video there as well. So I figured, well, I got to bed at the time I got done putting everything up for today's commercial log and doing all my production stuff, the current log and making cuts, all that other stuff. I think I got to bed at like 2 o'clock. So I go, I wake up. Maybe I'll be in a better mood. Woke up, as soon as I got into the shower and started thinking about it all over again, I just got myself all mad again and have been in a bad mood the rest of the day. I really hope this goes better tonight. I really do. Because my kid's first communion is Sunday. And we got like, I don't know, 20 people coming over. Our house is not meant for 20 people. I promise you. There is no way our house is meant to hold 20 people for an event. When we originally did this, it was to have everybody outside. Our backyard's pretty decent. And we're going to grill burgers, hot dogs, have his cousin run around playing baseball in the backyard. That was the goal. Well, now Mother Nature decided, no, probably not. We're just going to have rain. So you're not going to be able to do that. So now they were just going to order pizzas, screw the cooking part, be done with that, and then figure out where we're going to put everybody so they have places to sit. So that's Sunday. I don't want Sunday ruined because of this stupid draft last night. And as I said on the show yesterday, I love the draft. I love it. I love looking pick by pick. And God bless Charlie Hughes on the other side. He's like, Spark, I got some Michael Penix stuff. Sweet. Let's talk about Michael Penix and skip talking about the Packers. I'm fine with that. That whole thing we'll get into later on, obviously. But listen to JR Sport Brief and Bart Winkler do their draft show last night on 1250. Because that's what I was doing. Because I was driving around from baseball game in Union Grove and doing all this other stuff. And I was listening. And JR Sport Brief is based in Atlanta, Georgia. That's where he lives and where he does his show. When that pick got announced, oh, goodness. JR Sport Brief was like sideways. And not like angry, like depressed. Like, do you have any idea of what I'm going to have to live with now in this town going forward from all these fans because they just did that? Are you kidding me? Oh, it was so good. It was so good. So the draft's happening and the Penix thing happens. Okay. And we're watching it fall. And around pick 20 or 21, I get on Twitter and I tweet out, hey, Mitchell's there and Arnold's there. Let's move up. Let's go get one of these guys. And Packer fans responded. Bunch of tweets. Sparky, don't have to. Board's falling right to you. You don't have to go anywhere. It's going to come right to you. I can't. I'm not that person. Like, God bless those of you that are patient people in life. I really, really wish I was you. I'm not you. I'm not patient about much of anything. So, pick goes. Pittsburgh makes their pick. They go offensive line. Okay, fine. Here comes Miami. Miami's on the clock. And I'm like, holy crap. Philly's going corner. Jacksonville might go corner, and then it's the Packers. They're not going to get either one of them. So I tweet back out. I go, you watch. Philly's going to go corner. Jacksonville's going to take the other one, and we're not going to get either one of them. So I'm thinking, Miami's, like, that's the team. You have to go get this pick from Miami, or you're not going to get either one of them. They were not supposed to be this close to the Packers. When we talked yesterday, when I did my millions of mock draft simulators at Pro Football Network for the last 4 months, they're not supposed to be that close to Green Bay. They're supposed to be gone in the middle of the teens, 15, 18, in that area. They were supposed to be long gone. Now, they're within three picks of you. A shutdown corner. Both of whom tackle, aren't scared of tackling like Jair. Nah. Both can play press man coverage, which Halfley wants to do, by the way. And there is a gap, my opinion, between those two and the next group. Wiggins, probably the next group. And I love Wiggins too. But, you know, that wasn't going to happen because he's not heavy enough for the Packers. So, apparently heavy enough for the damn Ravens. Watch him be a Pro Bowl corner with Baltimore. He was on the board when the Packers picked. Didn't take him either. So, fine. Miami's on the board. Trade. Please trade. Just get to that spot. You're not going to have to give up much. You're just not. You're moving three spots. You are not going to have to give up a ton. Got two twos, you got two threes. Give up a three and give up a five next year. I don't care what you do. Just go get one of these guys. Nope. Philly comes up. There goes Mitchell. Here's Jacksonville.
And I'm going, man, are you kidding me? We are one pick away. And maybe Jacksonville doesn't do it. Maybe Jacksonville goes wide receiver. I had my hopes up. I was like, hey, all right, maybe they don't go quarter. Maybe they go wide out. And somehow or another, Arnold ends up a Green Bay Packer. I was like, oh, please, please let that happen. That's what I was thinking. Uh-huh.
The Dallas Cowboys have traded the 24th pick to the Detroit Lions.
Okay. So when that happens and it flashes on that the Lions are there, I take back to Twitter, back to my phone, I go, please take Cooper DeJean. Please, please, please. Charlie, how long have I been saying Detroit's going to move in front of Green Bay to get Cooper DeJean?
Forever. Right when they traded up, I was immediately thought to you. I was like, oh, Sparky, he called it.
He called it, right? I'm thinking to myself, please take Cooper DeJean. Please take Cooper DeJean. You all love your Iowa guys. John Dorsey's there, personnel guy there. He was at Green Bay. I know Dorsey well. Loves his Hawkeyes. This is perfect. They need secondary help. He can play safety. He can play corner. Him and Brian Branch in the background if they wanted safety, if he doesn't like him at corner. Perfect. Don't get distracted by the kid from Alabama. Focus on Iowa, Detroit. And then they make the pick.
The Dallas Cowboys have traded the 24th pick to the Detroit Lions. With the 24th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Terrion Arnold, defensive back, Alabama.
No!
I
was so mad. I was fuming. And Kay's on the other couch. Kay hates the draft. Hates all drafts, right? It's my favorite. She thinks it's stupid, hates it, totally against it, whatever. So to this point, she hadn't said anything. She just stood there looking at her phone, whatever, letting me have my time to watch it to the Packers pick. Because then I was going to have to go out to the grocery store because we ran out of stuff. And the 17-year-old who was homesick all day told us nothing of that we were out of anything. So I was going to get back in the car and go back out as soon as the Packers made their pick. So she was waiting patiently. So then she's like, that's the guy that kept showing on TV the whole time. It's like, yeah. She's like, well, you knew when they were going to pick him. Why are you getting all upset? I was like, stop. Just stop. Just stop. You hate the draft. That's fine. Just stop. One more pick. You can shut it off. And I'm going to the store. I'm still mad. I was so mad. So, now, I'll say this. I said yesterday, and I told everybody that asked, because everybody's like, what are they going to do, Sparky? I was at the baseball game. And they're like, what are they going to do? I said, well, based on everybody, they're taking Cooper DeJean. So, you know, hopefully they play him at safety. I've kind of resigned myself to it's Cooper DeJean. So now I'm sitting on the couch, arms folded like I have right now, going, okay, Cooper DeJean, it's fine. Play him at safety and then get yourself a quarterback later if that's what you're going to do. Because I knew they were going to take Wiggins. I was positive that wasn't going to happen. So that they were going to make that, they were going to do that to make me happy. They didn't take Cooper DeJean. And you know, Sparky's got to be happy. They didn't take Cooper DeJean. He didn't want Cooper DeJean anyhow. Well, I you're right, but
with the 25th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers and hosts for the 2025 NFL Draft. Uh-oh. Select Jordan Morgan, tackle, Arizona.
The kid they showed on TV with the stunned face and then put his head down, that was me on my couch. No doubt. If there would have been Lions fans, they would have done the same thing to me. But done the same thing. When we had Andy Herman on from the Pack-A-Day podcast, I'm pretty sure I brought this dude's name up in the interview about the fact that, you know, a lot of Packer fans think it's going to be Jordan Morgan because of his RAS score and this and that and position versatility, you play guard, la, 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 la. So was I stunned necessarily that they took that dude? No, I don't think I was stunned that they took that dude. I don't hate the dude. Like, I'm not categorically opposed to him being on the football team, and he's going to be a bust. Nope, that's not what I'm saying. Not at all. The fact his arms are as long as mine scare me, but besides that, I'm fine. Just, some of you on social media, I keep seeing, oh, they took an offensive lineman. Oh, great pick. Okay. So first of all, that offensive line, which I agree needs help, they have to replace Runyon. Whether it's this kid or somebody else, they got to replace Runyon. That offensive line got better throughout the year and was pretty good by the end of the year. Rasheed Walker, who I did not like, got a lot better, and he was better at the end of the year. Not that I think he's the answer at left tackle, but he got better. You don't have a safety next to Xavier McKinney. One would assume they will take one tonight, right? Valentine, whoever else you want to put out there, are your answers next to Jair Alexander. Stokes, no faith that he's going to be right. So I'm not there. If he turns out to be Eric Stokes from rookie year, great. But I can't gamble on that. That's like gambling on Bakhtiari for the last couple of years. So I'm not willing to do that either. Let's go over what you had an opportunity to freaking do here. You had an opportunity to have a shutdown corner opposite the guy who claims he's a shutdown corner in Jair Alexander. Those two. Young guys. Young. You have a young safety who never, ever should have been let out in New York in Xavier McKinney. You have four picks tonight where you would have gotten a young safety to go with McKinney. Your secondary, and you put Valentine in there with those two corners, your secondary would have been set for the next 5 to 8 years. Easy. You would not have to worry about anything. Have you seen what the Bears are doing? DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Odunze, by the way, they had a great draft. That's what you got to deal with next year. Now, who knows if Caleb Williams is any good? If he's not any good, then none of this matters. I understand. But either way, you still got to deal with it. Justin Jefferson is still in Minnesota. Again, another rookie quarterback. But there are wide receivers all over this freaking league. And there's a ton in this draft that everybody claims are going to be good. Even the ones that didn't go on day one. There's more to come. It's such a big deal. So let me ask you this. Would you rather have, and I'm not going to be able to hear your answer, so you're going to have to call if you'd like, if you disagree with me. Would you rather have a perennial Pro Bowl cornerback or a perennial Pro Bowl guard? I'll take the corner. Would you rather have the perennial cornerback that's in the Pro Bowl or the perennial right tackle that's in the Pro Bowl? I'll take the corner. Would you rather have the perennial cornerback or the perennial left tackle? I'll take the left tackle. That guy ain't it! He ain't it! He ain't gonna be that guy! No chance! Could he be okay? Sure. He could be okay. But Rasheed Walker ended up being okay, borderline good, especially in pass protection, by the end of the year. You already had that. Everything you look at tells you that either A, he's going to play guard, or B, he's going to sit and watch this year until he learns how to play tackle. Do you know what made it worse after all? That was said and done after the draft was done. So then I go to the store, I come home, and I'm texting with Ryan Horvath. And Horvath has a drive from his studios in Washington, D.C. back to his house in Maryland. He's like, hey, can we do it when I get home? It'd be like half hour. Sounds good. So dumb me. I get back on social media, and I'm looking, seeing what's out there. And I see Andy Herman, who I love, quote tweet a Mike Wall tweet. And I love Mike Wall, too. I've interviewed him several times in the last year and a half at 1250amthefan.com. Former Packer offensive lineman, for those of you that don't know. And somebody asked Walt, can't wait to see your video on Jordan Morgan. Mike Walt goes, you don't have to wait. I did one a month ago. Here's the link. Huge mistake. Never, ever, ever should have watched that video. Because that was right before I did Curtin Long. It was a gigantic, utter mistake. Never should have watched it. Because I clicked on it like, okay, he's going to teach me stuff I don't know. And I'm going to feel better about this before it's done. Like, he's going to educate me. Almost the first words out of his mouth. First off, he's definitely not a first rounder. I was... Throw the phone against the wall. Do you know what the positive was that he kept saying? The biggest thing you have to know about this guy is he's a football player. Holy crap.
Really?
That's what we're going with. Then then he starts showing video. Man, this dude's arms, and he's a big cat, right? This dude's arms are like on either side of the arms of the defensive guy. Like he's hugging them and walking with them. And Wall is like, first of all, if that doesn't change, he's going to get a ton of holding flags in the NFL because you can't play like that. And as he continues to break down everything else that's wrong, I stopped. I didn't watch the whole video. I stopped. Maybe he got the positives at the end of the video about this. I turned it off. I was done. I was so depressed. I was like, oh my goodness. You've got to be kidding me. So that's where I'm at. Now, those of you listening right now, probably laughing at me, that I'm overreacting, it'll be okay, they know more than you, you know who you are. Please, feel free. Feel free. Come cheer me up. Come make me feel better about this selection. Because then, this morning, ESPN posts their mock draft for round two. And they got him taking Kamari Lassiter from Georgia, who's been nothing but hurt. That's going to be the answer at cornerback. Oh, goody. And then the second pick, they got him taking Buller, the safety from Georgia. That one I'm good with. You're not even going to get one of the top corners at this point. At that, where you take him, you miss out. And again, according to this little mock draft, you miss out on the best linebacker. He goes like two picks before you. Gutekunst yesterday. Well, you know, Jordan Morgan, he can play four positions for us. And on the podcast, I was like, he ain't playing center. I'm like, he doesn't possibly mean he's going to play left tackle, does he? Ron's like, yeah, I think so. Get out of here. Stop. That is nonsense. Then you know what made me more mad? In case I wasn't mad enough, Gutekunst is like, they asked him, hey, do you have any offers? Trade back? Oh, yeah. Had offers to go back in the first round. Stay in the first round, go back. Had offers to go back to the second round even to go back. But I couldn't pass up on drafting Jordan Morgan. You can't be serious. You're telling me you couldn't have went back three spots or whatever it was and still got this cat? And if you wouldn't have got this cat, the draft was ruined? That's what you're telling me. Okay. Very rarely, very, very rarely, you can ask Gary Ellerson, Roy Butler, whoever you like, go back, and if you can find our old day after draft shows, very rarely have I been this mad after a draft. I mean, very rarely. In fact, the last time I was possibly this mad after a draft was the Justin Harrell selection. Because that didn't make any damn sense. Like, he wasn't even supposed to be in the first round. They took him in the first round. The man was in a grocery store when Gary and the guys called to get him on the show. He's like, yeah, I didn't think I was getting drafted. I'm just doing some grocery shopping. I wasn't even watching it. And they took him. So that one wasn't good. The Jamal Reynolds one, Leroy knows, I absolutely hated that pick to all ends of the earth when they made that selection back then. So those are the two that irritated me the most. I'm more mad about the fact that they could have had a shutdown corner for the next 5 years at least, or not longer, if not longer, than I am about the actual player drafted. I want to make sure you understand this. Because he can be a good guard. Fine. He might be okay at right tackle. Fine. But if Arnold and Mitchell end up being perennial great cornerbacks, like I think they're going to be, it's not even fathomable to me how that wasn't even a thing in that little draft room that they have. I just cannot wrap my head around the fact that they went that way. If it would have been Cooper DeJean, I'd be less mad. I would be less mad about it because it's, okay, he plays safety. Everybody claims he can play corner, so he can come down and cover the slot from time to time. A Swiss Army knife, if you want to put it, there in the secondary. But clearly, y'all were wrong on Cooper DeJean too, because that man didn't get drafted by any damn NFL team with a first round. Nobody drafted him. And everybody kept mocking him and wanting him in Green Bay. I talked for like 25 minutes. Should I open up the phone lines now and see what people think? Everybody's probably scared to even call in at this point because they're afraid I'm going to tear their head off. And I don't blame you if you think that. I promise I'm going to try not to. I'm going to try to let everybody have their peace and their say in. You have something positive, please share it with me because I could use some positivity. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Please help me.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With the 25th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers and hosts for the 2025 NFL Draft. Uh-oh. Select Jordan Morgan, tackle, Arizona.
I like y'all booing the fact that the Packers are hosting. How much you want to make a bet we see Michigan license plates in Green Bay next year? You want to bet? Bet you money. You'll see Lions fans that were booing there that will drive over to be at this thing in Green Bay. Hang out in Titletown, the whole deal. But I like it. I'm all about having a good rivalry. Makes sense. So what was your reaction last night when the Packers selected Jorian Morgan? I told you mine for the first 25 minutes of the show and how my night played out. You tell me what is your reaction. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Gunslinger 10 tweets at 1250 AM The Fan. Oh my gosh, Steve, this might be one of your worst takes of all time. Saying there is no chance that Morgan can be a Pro Bowler, but then acting like the other rookie players who have never played in the NFL can? We all know by now that is impossible to gauge on draft day. I drew back. I did not say that. This is the thing. And after I tweeted that back, maybe I did say he wasn't going to be a Pro Bowler at left tackle. So I think you might be right on that. And you're right. I don't think he'll be a Pro Bowler at left tackle. But I said Pro Bowler at guard or Pro Bowler at corner. Meaning, if he's a Pro Bowler at guard and these guys are Pro Bowlers at corner, the two guys that I wanted, Mitchell or Arnold, who would you rather have? The corner. If he's a Pro Bowler at right tackle or the Pro Bowlers at corner, who would you rather have? The corners. Now, Pro Bowler at left tackle, Pro Bowler at corner, who would you rather have? The Pro Bowler at left tackle. And I don't think he could, but I don't think they're even going to attempt that. I don't. I do not think they're going to even bother with that. I think that they think that they're going to see what he looks at right tackle. If he can play right tackle and hold his own, then Tom goes inside. That's going to be option one. If that doesn't work, then he gets to play right guard. That's my thought. And if he can't beat out Sean Ryan, you got big problems. So he better be able to beat out Sean Ryan at right guard if he ends up going to right guard. That much I do know. Got another tweet here. From Cornelius, my guy. Mark Tauscher 2.0. Yep. Maybe. Yeah. I don't mind that. I don't hate that comp. And Tauscher's a guy who I've said forever I've said this. Could have been a Hall of Fame All-Pro type right guard. But he played well enough at right tackle that they didn't want to mess with him. Dude, he's doing a great job at right tackle. He's just going to stay there. Okay. He was very good at right tackle. No question. But like the supposed front office sources that talked to Rob Domofsky said, you know, Zach Tom could be a Hall of Fame type center in their mind. Or a Pro Bowl guard or whatever. So he gets better the closer they move him inside. By the way, I don't know who that source is. My guess would be Gutekunst, because Gutekunst is the one that thought he was a center when they drafted him anyhow. So it would make sense if Goody was the source. But it could be anybody. Who knows? So from that perspective, I don't think it's any different here with Jordan Morgan. Where, okay, maybe he can play right tackle. And you see. And if not, then he moves into guard and you put him at right guard. Hopefully he's good enough to stay there forever. And you don't have to worry about left guard or right guard. And then you figure out what you're going to do at right tackle next draft. What if they take Rosengard and the tackle from Washington at 41? What y'all going to say? I'm just curious. What will you all say if they go offensive lineman again here on day two? Y'all going to be happy about another offensive lineman on day two? Because I think most of you realize that linebacker has to be addressed. Safety has to be addressed here at some point. I still think they need a corner. Maybe Green Bay does not think they need a corner. Maybe they don't touch a corner today. Four picks on day two and they don't touch a corner. I'd be absolutely shocked if that happened. But maybe they think they're good. See, I think corners are kind of like a deal where you pick one, at least one every year. At least one every year. It's as important as a pass rusher nowadays. You have to have them. It's a passing league. That's what this NFL is all about now. Throw, throw, throw. So, corner, safety, and linebacker, for certain. And I argue you still need a big fat guy in the middle to help out Kenny Clark. So you got to get a defensive tackle too. Those four. I still don't think it's out of the realm of possibility to draft another damn offensive lineman. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility at all. Charlie, we have not heard what you had to say. I know you're a happy Bears fan. They got two guys that you wanted both of, and it all worked out well for you. Your thoughts on the Packers?
With this pick, I don't think it answers really any of your questions on offensive line. I think a lot of people were wondering where Zach Tom's going to be playing. You know, is Rashid Walker really going to still be the left tackle? What all this is happening? And then you get a guy where he Gutekunst comes out and says, yeah, he can play four positions. We're not going to tell you which of those four positions he's going to be playing, but he can play anywhere. So we have another guy, I guess, but that doesn't answer any of the questions. It doesn't create any more questions. But you could have gone, like you said, on defense and answered a lot of questions on defense. You know, I know you're not a big fan of Cooper DeJean, but he could have potentially filled two questions on defense if he played well.
Would have made more sense than Jordan Morgan said that. I would still not have been happy that they didn't try to make an attempt to get either one of those shutdown corners. But at least it would have been a young guy back there in the secondary at either safety. He can play safety. He can come up. He can cover the slot. He can blitz. Whatever. A Swiss Army knife is what people call him. Fine. Good. Go. Have at it. Take your guy. Let's see how good he's going to be. And he's a punt returner. Again, solves a bunch. I understand. Fine. You want to try this? Go ahead. Let's see what happens. The Morgan pick, though, I'm sorry, man. You guys, go find me these scouting reports that are glowing about how great he's going to be. Where are they? I saw one on 33rd Team. I read that. I was like, more negative stuff. I found another one online. I read that. More negative stuff. Where? Show me the scouting report. Tweet me at Sparky Radio. Text it to my phone if you have the phone number. And show me where anybody thinks this dude was going to be some type of great offensive lineman. Where? The biggest thing we see on all of these is what? He's a project. That's the biggest thing we see. And projects take time. So if they made this pick and figured, okay, in 2 years, 3 years, he could be our starting right tackle. If that's the thought process, and the offensive line is staying the same with Sean Ryan at guard, so it's going to be Walker, Jenkins, Myers, Sean Ryan, and Zach Tom. And they said, we're good with that offensive line this year. It's okay. No pressure on you, Jordan, to start. You could be our swing backup in case somebody gets hurt, and we're just going to use this as a learning year. So like Jordan Love got to learn, they go into this knowing Jordan Morgan will not be ready, probably, and he's going to have a year to learn. Could be. Maybe that's what Goody thinks. We have time. We don't have to play him right away. We'll mold him and get him to be that great player we want him to be in a couple of years. I don't have patience, like I've said before. I have absolutely no patience when you have a chance at a possible shutdown corner and we're screwing around with a project on the offensive line. I'll give you something positive. Okay? I'll give you some positive. It appears there's some type of thing between Morgan and Bakhtiari. So Bakhtiari takes a Twitter and is congratulating them on Twitter. Go represent the position. Carry the G. Da 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 da. Okay? He's not even with it. I mean, he's technically not with anybody, I guess, Bakhtiari. But that was cool. I was like, okay. Then they get to the press conference or the phone conference, teleconference, and Morgan's talking about how, oh, yeah, I've studied Bakhtiari tape. Yeah, I think Bakhtiari was great and da-da-da-da-da. So I guess maybe Bakhtiari retires and you have Bakhtiari come in and help teach this kid how to play. I still don't know if he's a Pro Bowl left tackle. I'm not there. But either way, regardless of where, if he ends up being a good starter, that's good enough at this point. Because again, it's at 25. But that's the thing. You don't ever get those type of corners falling to you that late in the first round. This was not a normal draft. They never should have had an opportunity at either one of those two. And the fact that they did and didn't move, I get so old. You could have had two lockdown corners and not had to worry about it. Bob, you're next on 1250 AM The Fan, Wisconsin Sports Daily with me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. What's up, Bob?
No, don't apologize to them, guys. I totally agree with you. I stayed up to watch the Packers' choice, and I'm like, was totally depressed. Like you said, they were there available. It never happens, and just dropped the ball.
I just don't get it, man. I don't understand. And then when they ask him, you had opportunities to move back in the first round or back to the second, and his response was, yeah, we did. We had opportunities for both pretty much, but I wanted Jordan Morgan. And so he obviously thought two or three teams were going to take Morgan if he moved back and then he wouldn't get his guy. And apparently this entire draft is wrapped up in making sure they got this player there in the first round. I think that was their guy from the start. I do. I'm not convinced there was anybody else on there as far as who they wanted more than this kid.
Do you think Minnesota jumping in front of them freaked them out?
Maybe. But again, if Jordan Morgan was the guy the whole time, I don't think they were in any danger of not having Jordan Morgan at 25, ever, at any point. I mean, do you think anybody else was? I mean, obviously nobody took him, but the board changed. But even if the board had fallen completely correct and Penix doesn't end up in Atlanta and it falls more normal, I still don't think Morgan goes before him, even if it falls the way everybody thought it was going to fall.
I don't either.
Unbelievable. What do you want tonight?
TV, but probably the better ones will be gone, the shutdown ones.
Again, you're sitting here, and Kool-Aid McKinstry is there, okay? Now, Liz Frank, I understand the injury and all that, but if he wants them, you have the ammunition to go up here in the second round to go get him. You're not lacking picks. You have a ton. You can package some picks together and go get Kool-Aid McKinstry if you want him. Now, will he do that? That's the question. Thanks for the call. Were you going to say something over there, Charlie? You were leaning in like you were ready to talk.
I think you can't pass up on Kool-Aid McKinstry at this point.
No, not about passing up on him. He's not getting to 41. So if they want him, they're going to have to go.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
I think you got to move up. You can't pass or let anybody else take him. You can't let the Lions do that again to you. You can't let any team do that again to you. It's not worth it.
It's not. Scott tweets at Sparky Radio and at 1250 AM The Fan. I bet I know what would now make Sparky more mad. Watch Goody trade up burn picks to go get Cooper. Crying laughing emoji. Maybe. But I still won't be as mad as that Jordan Morgan selection. I promise you. If they move up to get him, at least they solve the safety position if that's where they're going to play him. That's done. But again, the issue is, you could have taken him there. If you would have taken DeJean there at that pick, let's say you do that. You don't trade back. You don't do anything. You sit at 25, you take Cooper DeJean. What would that have meant today? You could have moved up and got Kool-Aid McKinstry, and we would have had the same situation. You would have had your cornerback set to go with Alexander, your safeties would have been set, and you would have been done with the secondary, hopefully, for like 5 to 8 years, at least. Done. You just completely... I would completely understand if Fashanu from Penn State fell to you, right? If he falls, hey. I can't say no to this. I'll take him. Yeah, it might need a little work, but I'm good. If one of those dudes would have fallen, Fuaga, whoever, one of those dudes would have fallen, and the Bears are like, too good to pass up, gotta take him. Okay. All right. Protect your franchise. I understand. But that's not what happened. That's not what happened, Charlie. I hope the kid is a Pro Bowl guard. I do. That would be great. And I'm not going to hope that Arnold or Mitchell suck to prove that Jordan Morgan was a better pick. So I'm not going to do that either. But I will be watching, as will you all. And God help us if Terrion Arnold owns the Packers and Jordan Love while with the Lions. Because this here will never, ever go away. Ever, 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 ever go away. And that kid putting his head in his hands will be us for the next however many years that Terrion Arnold is in Detroit. I got a tweet here. Bucks play tonight. Get ready for a free Frosty and quit worrying about how much Goody messed up. Okay. Perfect transition. We'll talk about Bucks and Pacers coming up next year. Game 3. We'll look ahead to that game. Pete Doherty, the Green Bay Press Gazette, joins us at 3 o'clock. We'll dive more into the draft at that point. John Cooper of Our Lads Draft Service will join us at 4. We'll touch on the Bucks one more time with Bill Ryder of CBS Sports, NBA Insider. Will join us at 4:20. More Bucks Pacers talk there. At the end of the show, we're going to talk about Jackson Chourio and his future in Milwaukee this year, because something else now happened in Major League Baseball, and now I'm starting to have questions about Chourio, and we'll explain more of that coming up around 4:40 or so later in the show. Don't forget, after Bucks Pacers tonight, Pottawatomie Sportsbook Pro Hoops post-game show served up by Wendy's. Come back, we'll talk about that Bucks Pacers game. News on Giannis. Still awaiting news on Chris Middleton. We'll discuss all of that straight ahead. Wisconsin Sports Daily here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Wisconsin Sports Daily here on 1250 AM. The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Our guy, producer, Chicago Charlie. Charlie Usen, other side of the glass. Thanks for listening here on a Friday. Continue to talk some more NFL draft coming up with Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette here at 3 o'clock. John Cooper of Our Lads Draft Service at 4 o'clock. So, I don't understand something. Before we get into the Bucks and Pacers and Game 3 tonight, I have to bring up something that is on my phone. I have to bring it up. And Charlie has only known me and been around me here for 2 weeks now, right? A couple of weeks. 2.5 weeks, whatever the case may be. Charlie, can you relate to what's on my phone? My one friend texted me at 2:26. Sounds like you had the worst day ever yesterday, but man, this is good radio. I responded, shut up. Then my other friend, not aware that the other guy texted me something similar, said, pissed off Sparky is the best Sparky, LOL. I texted him back, shut up. Why is it when I have issues and I am in misery, people like to laugh at me and think it's funny? Why?
I thought it was pretty funny being a Bears fan.
You're an idiot, too. You're just as big of an idiot as those guys are. Y'all just suck. You know, you really, really do. You suck. You know Robbie Maklouf, the guy that was in here, right, and used to be on the Fan for all those years on 1250?
Yep.
I don't know if I ever told you this story. So back in the day, it was like probably 2010, maybe? 2007, 8, something like that. I don't know. I was driving down to Kenosha to go pick up my fantasy football winnings, and the guy that ran the fantasy football league was a funeral director at a funeral home in Kenosha, so he had my winnings for me. So I was driving down there. It was the Thursday before the Daytona 500, so the dual races were on. So I was meeting a couple of people that were friends of mine that worked here at the radio station over here at Maddie's Bar and Grill, and we were going to go watch the races. It was like 9, 9:30 in the morning, whatever it was. I'm driving down there in my car, Grand Prix, like my black Grand Prix. I'm in the slow lane, taking my time, exits coming up, and all of a sudden, this long semi that has like this long flatbed on the back of it, it was like a sprinkler coming, I think. This dude moved over, spun me. The car spun around across the interstate going 70 miles an hour at like 9:30 in the morning on a weekday, on a Thursday. Going all the way across traffic, and a semi going about 70 or 75 in the fast lane smashed into the side of my car and carried me, I don't know how far, down the interstate. Okay? The guy in the sprinkler truck thought I was dead. The guy driving the semi that hit me thought I was dead, realized I wasn't, and then got mad because he was going to be in trouble because he was involved in another accident. So he's like chewing me out on the side of the road. So now I am stuck there, obviously. My dad, who's backed up in traffic, is like, well, I'm glad you're okay, but this is why I'm going to be late for work now because I'm in traffic waiting to get to you. So I call back to these knuckleheads and I say, hey, like, just so you know, I've been in an accident. I gotta go to the hospital, get checked out, whatever. I kid you not. I get a rental car, because that car is totaled, obviously. I get a rental car. I get in the rental car. I'm driving. And I hear them on the air, Rami specifically. I don't blame Gary and Lori. Rami specifically. playing a car screeching tires and crashing into something and making fun of the fact that I got in an accident. Like, I was, you've got to be kidding me. And he was laughing and giggling and the whole deal. They all thought they were having a blast with it. I could have been dead, y'all. No, I had a good old time with it. See, this is what I've been going through since 2005 in this building. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all, everybody thinks it's a big joke when Sparky has something go sideways on him. Y'all are just mean people, man. I don't know why I'm friends with all y'all. You're just mean. All it is, me. You believe that, Charlie?
That's crazy.
You wouldn't have done that to me, would you have?
No, that's a little more serious than the Packers drafting an offensive lineman.
Yes! Come on, man! Damn! I'll never forget that. I could not believe he was doing it. And I'm still, you know, I'm really good friends with him, obviously, but oh my God. All right, Bucks Pacers. No Giannis tonight. All right, no surprise there. Chris Middleton. We are waiting word on Chris Middleton. 10 minutes ago, Eric Name shot a video of Middleton on the court, and he is not limping. He is doing light jogging, shooting threes, hitting threes. Again, what are you to make from a warm-up with him and a coach? Looks fine to me, but that doesn't mean he's going to play. So if Chris Middleton plays... Because Giannis is not. If Chris Middleton plays, can they win this game? Yeah. I think they can win this game with just Chris Middleton, Lillard, and Brooke Lopez. I think they have every opportunity to still win this game in Indiana. Will they? We'll see. But sure. If Chris Middleton doesn't play, you can find something else to do tonight. You don't have to watch the game. I'm just telling you. I don't see how they beat the Pacers without Middleton and without Giannis. That's a gigantic ask. Now, usually, maybe this doesn't apply for all athletes, but most athletes will play through whatever pain they may have, providing it's not like career-ending or may cost them another full season of basketball, will play through this type of stuff because it's playoff basketball, right? You hear it all the time in the regular season. Yeah, he's not playing, but if it was a playoff game, he'd play. But since it's regular season, he's going to sit this one out and make sure he gets it right. So to me, I look at this Middleton thing and go, no, he's playing. I mean, based on the video that I'm seeing from Eric Name, and at Eric underscore Name, N-E-H-M, on Twitter, for those of you that don't follow him on Twitter, you should. Him and Jim Olszarski do a great job over at the Journal Sentinel. But I would assume he plays. Now, if he plays with Lillard and you do have a chance, obviously, there's areas that have to be addressed. Transition defense must be better. It has to be better. And you must do a better job of protecting the paint. That's two. And Siakam? I don't know what to tell you. We talked about it at the Postgame show the other night about instead of Jay Crowder playing, play Andre Jackson. And let's see what Andre Jackson Jr. looks like out there. He's younger legs. He can get up and down the court. He can provide you some energy. He's a really good defender when he's not fouling people. He can give you something. Will Doc allow that to occur tonight? No idea. But he should. I don't have a good reason why Jay Crowder should play. Now, if Jackson goes out there and gets in foul trouble, and there's, you know, three fouls in like 90 seconds, okay, well, then you're screwed. Then maybe you do have to go back to Jay if he's all screwed up out there under the playoff pressure. But you've seen it a couple games this year. Andre Jackson can be a difference maker in all kinds of sorts of different ways if he's out there. So I don't mind putting him out there and seeing how he does. Put him on Siakam. See how that works out. Are you going to blitz Siakam? Try and double him and get the ball out of his hands and see if somebody else can beat you? See if somebody else can get hot shooting the basketball? Or are you going to go about it the way you did the last two games, which is we're going to play one-on-one and he's going to get his. But will anybody else get theirs? Doc pointed out in postgame that in game one, he scored, yes, but he really wasn't a difference with everybody else. In game two, he scored and he was making plays for other people to score. And that was the big difference between game one and game two. So now Doc has to make a decision of, okay, are we going to treat this like a credible threat to us losing this series? And if we are, then how do we take him out of this game completely and possibly sacrifice somebody else getting hot with wide open shots or whatever if we don't recover and rotate in that situation. Charlie, how would you approach it? Would you try a double Siakam, or would you take your chances that he goes over 33 straight games?
I think you got to take your chances. I think you just got to defend the three-point a little bit better. If you can let him get his 30, but also close out on shooters, which they haven't been able to do in the first two games of the series so far, I think if you can just focus on that, that takes away that aspect of their game, and they don't really have a lot of other inside options besides Siakam. And you can take control of the game on the offensive side of things, granted, or hoping that Damian Lillard hits his shots again, has another great game. Brook Lopez hits his shots again, has another great game. I think you can get through this without doubling him.
Yeah, and that's going to be the decision they're going to have to make. And then go from there. The other thing is, what if Lillard doesn't have a monster first half? What's the score going to be at halftime? Because so far, he had two monster first halves. Last game, him and Brook Lopez shooting threes were the reason they were still in this thing, down 5.5. Without those two being hot, it would not have been that close at halftime. Will one of the role players on this team finally have a good game outside of Bobby Portis, who had one good game and then one subpar game? But will Pat Connaughton ever get hot in a game and help this team? Will AJ Green see the ball go down three or four times from three and help this team? They need somebody else, if Giannis isn't playing, to step up and have an above average game by their standards.
Yeah, I think Damian Lillard was hitting a lot of really tough shots last game, too. He made a lot of them, but he's not going to make all of those moving forward. Those were really, really tough shots. And you need Malik Beasley to step up. I think he's going to be the key to a win. And I think if he has a game like last time where he has to only play 5 minutes because he can't do anything on the court, you can't win basketball games.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Coming up next, Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette. We'll get back to the Packers draft and get his thoughts on that pick last night. I'm willing to bet you he's not as upset as I am. I could pretty much guarantee you he's not. But we'll see what he thinks, and we'll see what he thinks about what rounds 2 and 3 look like for the Packers tonight. All straight ahead here on Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.